This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady, reporting for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Barrington Irving, the leader of the nonprofit group Experience Aviation. He's on the first leg of a journey around the world in a Hawker jet, connecting with kids in classrooms in an effort to inspire them to take an interest in science, math, and engineering. Okay, Barrington, thanks for talking to us today. And I guess to start out, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you are right now and where you are, where that is, you know, in the whole big picture of your journey.
So right now I'm speaking to you all from Darwin, Australia, and we're pretty much at about the halfway point of our journey with the flying classroom. You know, flying here is very interesting. We departed out of Bali because we did a coral reef expedition in Bali, and then we flew straight to Darwin, Australia. Our mission in Darwin is to balance the ecosystem, use science in order to balance the ecosystem against one of the most dangerous creatures here, which is known as the cane toad. It's a creature that can lay up to 12 million eggs in a pond, will kill anything from a crocodile to a human being. And we worked with a female scientist to show students practically how do you use science to balance an ecosystem against a creature that has no predators here in Australia.
Oh, and is that like an invasive species, something that has invaded there from elsewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't belong there.
Yes. It was brought here 80 years ago and has already covered half of Australia. You know, I was thinking the most dangerous creature here would be, you know, a strong creature with many teeth, or, you know, the fastest. It's the one that can adapt the best, and the cane toad does it the best.
Oh, right. And then it can be very destructive.
Yes, highly poisonous. The poison is designed to immediately to attack your cardiac system immediately.
Wow. So I know you launched in D.C., and you've been going pretty much all around the Pacific Basin. So so then after this, after Australia, are you heading back? Is that the plan?
Yes. After Australia, so we head down to Sydney, mm-hmm. and then we start heading back. We fly through New Guinea to Karor, Palau. We'll be working with sea snakes in Karor, Palau. Also, we release a volcano expedition as well, and we work our way through Japan and then cross in the North Pacific. So we're entering probably the most challenging phase flight-wise, although we did have some challenges leaving across the North Pacific, especially with all the different volcano eruptions going on in Japan. But our timing has been pretty good so far. With most of the regions we've been flying into. Of course, you get the afternoon thunderstorms now that we're south of the equator. And but still, we have some challenges ahead of us, especially crossing the North Pacific. Although I'm in a much better equipped aircraft than my first flight around the world. The first flight around the world was in a Columbia 400, which didn't have any de-icing certification approved yet for the plane, and this time I'm in a Hawker 400 XP, so we're able to get above most of the weather, but also brings different challenges as well. But I'm definitely in a much more capable aircraft.
Yeah, it sounds like that's an airplane that you can fly around the world in. And so do you have more flights planned after this one?
Yeah, so with the flying classroom, what we did was we basically were utilizing a business aircraft and created a real-life magic school bus. So that way we can travel to different parts of the world conducting scientific missions. And some of these places are very difficult to get into. For example, Karor, Palau, not only to just land there, but to have different team members there, researchers, explorers. I'm also a National Geographic Emerging Explorer as well. So it's such a great asset to have to fly into different places and be able to conduct these expeditions efficiently, because if we were to take airline, this project would cost even more between all the gear and so forth we have to carry. This year we focused on Asia, Australia, and Indonesia, and over the next 3 to 4 years we'll be covering all 7 continents.
Wow, that's amazing. So how are you financing all of this? Is National Geographic help with that, or how's it work?
Yeah, it's a mixture of a number of different sponsors. If you guys see the aircraft, the tail number is November 333 Echo Alpha. You'll see it's covered with sponsor logos, just various people giving support. Our title sponsor is Executive Aircraft Services, which is ran by Fabio Alexander. He is the title sponsor of this, as well as working with Universal Weather and Aviation again, and Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. So we've been working with a great group of sponsors that has helped to really make this happen. Clay Lacey, he stepped up as well. Just different folks in the industry. This is more than just flying around the world. You know, I've already done that and set the record for that, which stood for 5 years. And we really wanted to do something more educational with a purpose. And the amount of schools that's been following us from the United States to Africa, to Europe, to South America, it's actually been very productive. And the teachers have been coming back to us. And quite honestly, to be blunt, the reason why we're doing this is because, you know, This is a project where aviation is our vehicle. And the major challenge our industry has is we're not getting directly into the classroom. I think we're waiting for after school to try to impact students. And students have way too many distractions nowadays, you know, once the school bell rings at the end of the day. And we wanted to do something that's aligned to academic standards, something that educators can utilize in the classroom. And what really got this going is I was, you know, listening to the news and heard an interesting stat for the state of Florida. 83% of teachers who teach math and science have no background qualifications in those fields. Right. And that just floored me. And I said, well, you know, I started thinking, well, what can we do? You know, because the issue we're having with students not wanting, you know, or taking greater interest in fields of aviation and aerospace is, you know, we're dependent upon teachers, which isn't a bad thing, but most of our teachers don't have the strong backgrounds we need. So for us to be able to provide quality content teachers can use in the classroom, that's approved. That's endorsed by National Education Association and others. It's a long process to get to this point, but we're both myself and all of our sponsors and supporters are very happy with the results we're getting.
Yeah, it looks amazing. So if people are interested in getting their kids involved in this, is there a website or somewhere where they can go and learn more about it?
Absolutely. To learn more about the Flying Classroom, it's real simple. Just go to flyingclassroom.com to see what we're doing every day. Go to flyingclassroom.com/blog, and you'll see all the different adventures and highlights and so forth. The curriculum that we package for schools, there is a specific contact there that folks can reach out to. And we've been working with schools from Compton, California, to Houston, Dallas, New York, just all over the place, South Florida. And when we first started off, you know, we were told, well, maybe you'll just get Florida since that's where you're based. And the overwhelming response from schools really shows that this is something that's useful for teachers in the classroom.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great content and a great adventure and a great thing for kids. And I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us.
Oh, no, thank you, guys. I enjoy listening to your blogs and very grateful for AvWeb and covering our story.
Okay, well, thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.